Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I am a mom of two, so I kind of know what I'm talking about a little bit. All right. This is a podcast focused on better parenting so these kids could be better adults. This is a quick parent chat. Not too long, not too short, but right to the point. Today I wanted to talk about children living through active divorce, okay? Because when you go through divorces as grown adults with another adult, the kids are also affected. Whether it's biologically, stepkids, the kids are also affected. So stop feeling like they're not. They aren't. They're not. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so my first point is, I think during a divorce, when it comes to kids, you should always be fair. You should always keep it logical, not emotional, okay? No adult discussions with kids unless it's agreed upon on both sides, all right? Keep routines similar to how it was when you guys were together in one household and married, so it doesn't really disrupt what a child is used to, because that can throw them off and, you know, mix up their attention. All spaces for questions should be known to the other parent and to the kids. So if they have questions about certain things, there should be a time and place where that can be answered for them. Do not give parent answers through the kids. So like if the kid was like, my mom wanted to know is blah, 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 blah. Directly speak to the mom, vice versa. My dad said that this. Don't give messages through the kids, okay? Do not give messages through the kids, and do not parent solo. So do not give answers to big decisions pertaining to the kids without asking or letting the other parent know what's going on, because that's not fair either. Provide reassurance to kids that, you know, this is what the focus is going to be. Don't worry about this. We're going to take care of that. I'll have the money Friday. You'll be able to go on the trip. Things like that. Just keep it very transparent. Validate your kids, okay? That's very important. I think you should validate your kids' feelings and do not rush them out of their feelings, because they're kids. They didn't get married. They didn't make that decision. They're not the reason why this divorce is happening. So be really patient with them and give them grace. Always remain respectful of the other parent, no matter what the other parent did or is doing, okay? I know it's hard because some of these parents are very spiteful and bitter, but for the sake of the kids, do that. For the sake of them seeing you be the mature one, when they get to think back on what happened in their 20s or their 30s, they'll respect you a lot more for it. The next thing I would say is remember the goal for you. And the goal for your kids are to give them peace, make sure that they are loved, and be able parents. Like, I don't want to see any of my kids' dads not able, or, you know, homeless, or, you know, really struggling or sick. Like, I want them to be able to go to their dads as much as they'll be able to come to me. It doesn't mean that I want to be in a relationship with their dad. It doesn't mean that I want to marry their dads. I just think kids deserve two able and willing parents who want their kids to be loved, have peace, and just be their best. Communicate, okay? Communicate during respectful hours only about kids. Some parents use like a parenting app and communicate and send messages and have calls. Some people don't, and they just, hey, call me before 9. Don't call me after 9. Don't text me at 12 midnight. I don't want to kiki with you. Is this about the kids? Is this about the boys? Is this about the girls? Okay, it's not. Then I really don't want to have this conversation. I'll call you tomorrow after 9 a.m. Like, keep it with boundaries, you know? Lastly, I will say any changes, I say give the other parent 2-week notice, and trips, give them 2 months notice in advance so they know how to move around their schedule, or they just know that something is coming up so the kid won't be around. Don't last minute a parent who's consistent, who's used to having their child on the weekends or during the week because, oh, you just forgot to tell that parent. No, some people do things spitefully to bother the other parent because they feel like they have the upper hand. So any changes, give 2-week notice. Any trips, give 2-month notice in advance and set reminders, okay? Keep that parent in the loop. Keep them in communication that if any emergencies happen, I'll contact you here or you can reach me here. I'll let you know if I needed you, X, Y, and Z. Just because you're getting a divorce doesn't mean you stop parenting, okay? No messages sent through the kids. That's petty. That's immature. And I just think that's the start of a problem that doesn't need to be there, okay? So those are my tips for kids going through an active divorce. Unfortunately, it happens, but there's a way that you deal with it and a way that you don't deal with it. Other than that, I want you guys to be great. Thank you so much for listening to Cozy Womb Podcast. Don't be afraid to share, like, and subscribe. And please leave me a review, whether it's Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple. I appreciate it. Please share it with another parent because I'm trying to grow this show. Okay, I've been doing it for a very long time. Peace.
Wait. I'm going to keep doing the show. Just give me a minute.
I appreciate y'all for listening. Just so you know, this is not the only show that I do. When you listen to any recording that I do for Shambi Podding, you're supporting all the pods. And I appreciate that. I have 8 podcasts that I push out, all right? Some are not being pushed out right now. Some have content sitting out there for you to press play and listen to. And I appreciate every download and every listen. You can find the podcast on shambipodding.com. You can hashtag shambipodding. On Twitter, it's shambibusy. I have different Twitters for different podcasts, so be mindful of that. You can hashtag RRR. You can find The Real Relationship Rapport being recorded live 2x a month on Stereo app. Download it. It's a world, okay? You can find Call Me When You Get Off podcast on all podcast platforms. She Gets a Pod, the creator podcast, which is about art and creativity. Loudmouth Stereo is a podcast I used to do with Greg from Young Black and Bothered. It is discontinued, but the content is still out there. So What Page We On Be is with Casey and Kiki and myself, and we read books every season. We're on 19, what is this, the 19th season? Yeah, we're on the 19th season, and we're about to finish a book, and then we'll start a new book at the end of May. You have The Real Relationship Rapport with Dungeon and myself. That's on Stereo app. I have a recording today. Yeah, we have Wear It Right with Shan, which is where I talk about fashion and style. And we have Cozy Womb Podcast, which is my very first podcast that I did, which is talking about parenting. All right. So there's a lot to choose from. I appreciate you all. If you want to figure out how you can support me, you can donate to the link in the show notes. If you just scroll down, you're going to see a donation link for a red circle. I appreciate it. You can buy merch on any of the shops. You can purchase some of the books on shambipodding.com, or you can just retweet a tweet about a show, repost a link for the show, or a post for the show. Either way, I appreciate you and thank you for listening. And don't forget to do something creatively for yourself today. Now back to the show.